Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Boom, 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 boom.
If you want to come over, let's snap in the city, know I'm unsober, true. No, I see you come over.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. What's going on Thursday? Yeah. The big Thursday. The Laura never loses, about to go down.
Go down.
It's going down. what's the big stories today, Laura? What's your favorite?
I mean, there's a few. Okay, this is what we're going to get into today. First of all, we have to talk about, I don't know where they're at today, right now, at this very moment, but as of last night, there was a lot of talk about, you know, Drake, Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, a lot of major artists' music that were signed to Universal Music Group getting pulled off TikTok.
I know
that
was on Universal. TikTok's like, Universal, like, we're not making enough money off this transaction, yanking it.
Right. So I'm just really interested to see, because everyone's like, what? We can't use any SZA, no Kendrick, no Ariana Grande.
Bro.
I'm like, no, bro. Gonna be cooked.
Bruh, Drake, Nicki,
yep.
Wayne,
Taylor Swift, SZA.
Bro, that's just, bro.
Ariana Grande.
The big ones, bro.
The big one.
And it applies to catalog, too, like going back in the day, too, right?
Yeah.
Everything.
So, wow.
That's
so
all we'll Def Jam. That. Saw Interscope, so that when people start figuring out, that's pop. That's...
Yep.
Bruh.
Another big story that's interesting, brother, we will get into it later on the show, was Mark Zuckerberg apologizing at the Senate hearing.
Oh, yeah, they had TikTok, they had Meta, they had,
Discord.
Who else they had in there? Discord.
Yes.
They didn't make Elon come up in there, though.
Interesting, yeah.
Right? And I found that very interesting. And the dude, did you see the clip of whoever the senator was, grilling the man from
Senator Josh Hawley.
Grilling the man from Singapore, asking him about China.
Oh, my God. God.
And dude was like, I'm from Singapore.
Singapore.
Why are you asking me about China? Like, I don't even understand what you're asking me right now.
Yo, and he's like, yo, it was so
He was like,
crazy.
Have you ever joined the Chinese Communist Party? He was like, sir, I'm from Singapore.
I already told you I'm from Singapore.
Yo, it was wild.
Dude didn't even
know that Singapore was a country. He kept asking him like Singapore was somehow associated with China.
Oh, my God. God, we're going to have to play that clip later because it was so crazy.
Bruh.
Yo, watching that clip, I was like, does he know that Singapore is a country?
Yo, it was kind of crazy.
Oh,
it was so crazy that I was to myself saying, no, this is an act. This is like a...
No, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's putting on a show for his, you know, the whole conservative... You know, anti-China, you know, movement.
Yeah.
Grilling an Asian man from Singapore about China.
It was so crazy. But yeah.
That was wild.
Interesting stories.
But yeah, but we'll get into it because when you play that audio, all I kept thinking was, y'all don't do this to the gun manufacturers talking about they ruining people's lives.
Facts.
Y'all don't do this to the gun makers. So y'all got a bunch of tech dudes in there grilling them, talking about they ruining people's lives. But you, what? Yeah, now do the gun manufacturers. Let me see that. Shani, what you got planned for later on today on the show?
What you mean? What I have planned for later on this show?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know yet. I was reviewing these questions at the moment.
God, you get ready for Lord Never Loses. Cool.
I was.
Juanito, isolate this audio right here for me of Shani not knowing what he's going to do later on the show so I can play it in. Congratulations, you played yourself.
What you mean?
What do you mean?
I was there.
I need this later.
There's some.
Well, because today's the first day of Black History Month, and we can never get a shiny culture black fact going for the last like 4 years.
No.
We'll get like four, and then we'll shiny just it won't even do it no more.
It's February.
He said it's February.
Man.
Yo, I need this whole thing, bro. Yo, this is crazy.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's go, man. We're getting in it. Let's go, man.
Let's go.
Christian and Jasmine on the line, man, for Lord Never Loses. Yo, it's crazy. Yo, we can't even get our Black History situation going on around here, man.
Black.
Jasmine, good morning.
Good morning.
You hearing this? Shiny Culture's supposed to be doing the Black Fact. Nothing prepared. It's crazy.
I have something.
Then he going to bring something back from last year talking about good evening, good night. The first rap song, Pig Meat Markham.
That's right. That's right, baby. Big up, sweet Papa Pig Meat.
Yo, Christian, what's happening, man?
What's going on? Good morning. Good morning.
You good?
I'm good, man. Can't complain. Yourself?
Nah, we blessed, man. We blessed. Yeah. Jasmine, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
I'm
going to
stick with Laura today.
All right. Okay.
Going down. They're going down.
Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shani with the question.
Question.
Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Who is partnering with Lego?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Laura. Wait, you said this already.
He sure did say it yesterday, and the answer is for real.
Wow. Yes, it is. Which city was the first modern Olympics held in?
Ebro.
Ebro.
The first modern Olympic modern Olympics
Three.
Was held.
Two. One.
London.
Incorrect. Laura Styles.
And I'll.
Three. Two. One.
Bruh.
And.
I don't know.
Athens.
I don't know.
Athens.
I was going to say Greece. I should have.
Who leads the nominations for the
NAACP? Leading the nominations for the NAACP Awards.
Three. Two.
I have no idea.
Laura Styles.
Mark Lamont Hale, my boy.
Nominations for the NAACP Image Awards, Laura.
That would be Usher.
Usher.
Oh.
Tie game.
Okay.
How many planets are in a solar system? Planets. I'm sorry. Laura.
What?
Ebro. Planets is eight.
Wait, was it me or Laura?
I heard Laura.
Oh. Then why'd you say my name?
Because you made it sound like it was you, but
I think you was going to switch to me just because I was beefing?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, nice.
Laura wins.
Oh, my God.
Yo, this is crazy, man. Robbery, I say.
You didn't get
five. Oh, my God.
You actually got an extra point for a question that was said yesterday. So
robbery, I say.
Which
you
was
the ask the planet solar system joint for the whole history of this game.
Yeah.
You didn't ask that question 100 times.
Listen, it's on the paper.
Jasmine, you got the tickets, Jasmine.
Nah, man. Y'all hearing this?
Yo, congratulations.
He over there
you're going to the Invesco Triple Q Legacy Classic, okay? HBCU College basketball doubleheader going back to Newark, New Jersey on February 3rd.
He over there trying to get his Black Fact together and this at the same time.
Nah,
that's why you're like, Laura, I mean, Ebro. Wait, no. Oh.
Leave me alone, man.
Yo, man. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Styles was cracking, man.
Okay, so coming up in the flashing lights report, we will do a deep dive. I'll let you know why Drake, Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, Bad Bunny, major artists, all of their music might not be available on TikTok anymore.
Sound pretty deafening to me.
97 minutes, commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
This segment of Ebro in the morning is brought to you by...
It's Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Thursday, listen, guys, you know, we're looking at a sunny weekend. Today, there's no rain in the forecast. Clouds all day. High of 47, they're saying. Do we believe them? Tomorrow, Friday, same. And then sun every day.
Okay.
The 10-day, like, literally sun from Saturday to Saturday in the forecast. You know we can't trust that. But it looks good on paper.
We'll take it. Bro. We'll take it.
Let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Laura Styles can put us on.
Yes, it was a lot of talk yesterday because Universal Music Group is set to pull its entire catalog from TikTok. After the companies were unable to agree on a new deal over issues including AI and compensation for artists. Now, we're talking about Drake, Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, The Weeknd, SZA, Kendrick Lamar, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, and countless more.
Well, you got Chris Brown's catalog in there, too, if SZA's in there.
Yes. So, it was getting nasty yesterday. They were, the negotiations were happening, but I just don't see... I don't think they reached a deal, guys, and I think this is really going to happen.
Well, the word on the streets is the major record labels are financially not doing as well as they were a couple years ago.
Okay.
You know, the mass amounts of music that's being put out and on streaming service and all this stuff, clearly it's too fragmented for them to, I guess, see any returns on the stuff that. Plus, you throw in the independent labels, which I guess are doing very, very well financially because their business model is different. So,
right.
Universal's clearly trying to stick up TikTok because they're not happy with what they're seeing on the papers. So, let's see where this goes. I'll definitely say we're in another music transition. Of, major labels trying to figure out their business model better. I make jokes about it all the time where I'm like, there's a lot of people talking about music, podcasts and all of this. But are people actually playing the songs? Because they say streaming numbers are starting to come down a little bit. And that's, people spending time on TikTok and listening to music and discovering music on TikTok, so they're not going to the streaming services. And then you got mass amounts of people listening to podcasts, and there's a gazillion podcasts where people sit around and talk about music, but they ain't playing the music. And then, or you're on Instagram scrolling, and So yeah, there's a lot of other things to do other than actually listen to music right now.
Yeah. So, we shall see. But that's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:02, a high of 46 degrees today. Rain starts a little late tonight, and alternate side parking is in effect.
And it's going to be a standoff for a second, too, because there's a lot of hits that have been made through TikTok over the last couple years, because TikTok is a big music discovery place. There's always a new trend. People was doing those trends. Oh, this new dance went to this song, and this new challenge went to this, et cetera, et cetera. So, what's the next thing, people? T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Coming up, Shawnee Culture getting the congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Who else should be on the list out here in these streets, these internet streets, or maybe the real streets? Keep it here, man. Happy Thursday. Good morning.
WQHD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Quick check-in with our public advocate of New York City, Jermoni Williams. There's a lot going on between the mayor and the city council. City council's been pushing forward two bills that we've been watching for a while. One is about Rikers and solitary confinement. The other about police transparency and how many stops and frisks and questions. City council's not backing down from the mayor, and I love it. Shout to them. Jermoni, where are both of these bills at today?
Peace and blessing, love and light to everybody. Thankfully, because of the Speaker, Adrian Adams, because of the council as a whole, both of these bills are law, and they'll go into effect, in about 4 months. The council overrode the mayor's veto this past Tuesday. They voted for it last year, and he vetoed it last year, and it took some time, but the council overrode it, actually, with more votes than they voted yes for it. So it was a complete denunciation of some of the things the mayor was doing and the misinformation campaign that he put out, particularly on the How Many Stops Act.
So, Jumaane, is this just a political play from the mayor? Because before he was mayor, he supported the How Many Stops.
He did. He told families who had lost loved ones to law enforcement that he supported this bill, including level one, which seems to be the point of contention. You'd have to ask the mayor why he's doing what he was doing. I have some ideas myself, but you should ask him. But I'm hoping now that we can actually do what many of us have been trying to do for 2 years, which is sit down and have a conversation about how best to implement this. The question wasn't, do we need this information? Because we do. The question was how best to implement it. And we actually took the patrol guide and took language from the patrol guide to make sure that we were providing a framework that already exists with law enforcement. So we also put in the bill to make sure we weren't talking about things like asking directions or law enforcement asking the community how are things going, stopping the bodega. None of those are things that count. And that's very explicit in this bill.
Well, and they tried to make it sound like, or at least police and police supporters tried to make it sound like the How Many Stops bill was literally about any interaction.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yeah, like, so if you were like, hey, where's the entrance to MSG? And they would be like, well, now I got to fill out some paperwork because I spoke to a human.
Yeah, no, they were really bugging out with, in a way I haven't seen, man. I've dealt with Bloomberg. I grew up with Giuliani. This was a full court press with agencies creating videos, all kind of stuff. The amount of resources that we used was absurd. I wish we had used that resources to have a conversation.
Yeah, no, they wasted money to do that and instead was out here lying to the people. So just to confirm, you're telling us that the NYPD did a smear campaign against the How Many Stops Act and told us all lies to get us all acting crazy around something that's just about police accountability.
Unfortunately, the mayor and administration did do that. We thankfully were able to continue to talk to the council members and show them in black and white what this thing does and what it does not do.
Jumaane, do you want to give them a congratulations? They played themselves because it didn't work.
I guess you would have to say that, but I'm really trying to make sure we got the room to have a discussion.
All right. Well, let me not get you involved in our shenanigans because we need productivity and business to, you know, commence on getting things done right. But yeah, nah, it's a big congrats. And now here's my next question for you, Jumaane. Are you, listen, you were, you know, you supported other candidates for mayor, but you definitely, we've all supported Mayor Adams because we've seen him do work over the decades in this city in a positive way, from being a policeman to being Brooklyn Borough president. But it seems like right now, some of the person that we knew before is not in the mayor's office when it comes to Eric Adams. How you feel about him?
You know, I often trying to figure out which, I guess, Mayor Adams is showing up. I did a lot of work with Mayor Adams in Brooklyn Borough Hall. And often that doesn't seem to be the person that's showing up. Hopefully things will change. I'm hoping for a turnaround on a lot of these issues. You know, I've had a relationship with both Speaker Adams and Mayor Adams, and Speaker Adams is really following through on a lot of the things that many of us spoke about.
That's a different person. He's not talking about the same person. That's Speaker Adams of the City Council. And Mayor Adams is a different person.
That's correct. And, you know, and it's not about progressive, moderate, and all that stuff that people talk about. It's about how we come at this work with humanity and making sure that people have what they need the best way possible. And the things we've spoken about, public safety and housing, there was an agreement across the board. And I just want to thank the speaker for really holding that down when she's got the title that she has. And I'm hoping the mayor, we start to see a different mayor this year than some of the things I've seen in the past couple of years.
Well, that would also include... go ahead, Rosenberg. I'm sorry. Stepped on you.
Sorry. Jumaane, you put any thought into what you could be running for next?
I'm running for re-election as a public advocate. I've made it abundantly clear that the mayor is not a position I've been trying to go after. And I think people have difficulty figuring out what to do with somebody that's not playing chess with seats. I'm really just trying to figure out how best I can help people.
Jumaane, before we wrap today, the migrant situation in New York City. Eric Adams the other day definitely put up a, you know, had a press conference about it, basically breaking the city. We have gone past the ability to accommodate migrants, and we are headed into a literal dysfunctional city because of these migrants. Is that doomsday message accurate, and what are you seeing?
Well, some of it isn't necessary right at this moment in time. I will say what is happening is fully unsustainable. New York City cannot do this by themselves. We actually need the White House. We're not getting the assistance we need. We need the governor and the state. We're not getting the assistance we need. And that's unfortunate. At the same time, we have to represent humanity and how we address this crisis, how we present solutions. And I think we're trying to do that. There's something I disagree with the city that they could have done better. What I also want to say is make sure I'm clear. There's a lot of New Yorkers, particularly black and brown immigrants, who have been here for a very, very long time, did not get the services that they should have gotten. And I can understand why people will be angry when they see people coming in and seemingly getting things that they think they should be getting. I just want to tell folks that I understand that anger. You should remain angry. Just stay angry at the government that didn't do what they were supposed to do. Don't get angry at some human beings for doing their best to try to do for their family what everybody else would do.
Right.
And are they actually getting services? Because I definitely see migrants around the city in situations where I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look like you getting a service with children.
So, I said seemingly.
Right.
Because they're not getting the things that people think they're getting. But there are resources, a lot of resources are being spent. People are like, why didn't you spend those resources on the affordable housing I needed? Those are legitimate questions to ask.
Yes, that's
fact. It's not what they think it is, but it's a legitimate question to ask, and we ask the same thing. But
is this
the anger, it shouldn't be toward the human beings.
Is this obviously, anytime something like this happens, the humans in the middle get used as political capital. Is the governor of the state and I don't know, individuals that are not coming to the aid, are they using this as a political play to hurt Mayor Adams in some way? What are people trying to do by not coming to the table to, you know, deal with this issue?
First of all, Republican governors were the problem here, and they were doing their best to make this a very difficult situation.
Oh, 1,000%.
Help the situation.
That's the border states, for sure.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, Democratic executives are not coming to the aid of New York City, and I believe they're making the wrong political calculation that this would be harmful. But the people are there, I guess, trying to shield from this. And they're not going to vote for them anyway. The folks in the state that the governor refuses to get to help out, I don't think they're going to vote for her anyway. And so what we're doing is leaving cities like New York to almost fend for themselves. And that is unsustainable. And that causes tension to people who have nothing fighting with people who have very little. And it's not a good place to be putting leaders in.
Well, what I think I heard you say is Kathy Hochul trying to appease some people who wasn't going to vote for her anyway on the GOP side, or she's trying to play some sort of moderate position here instead of moving aggressively to find a solution.
I believe that to be correct. What we need is a decompression strategy from the border, and that's on the White House and the president. And we need the same thing on the state, and the governor could absolutely do that, and is not. And that's in addition to funding and policy changes that we need.
Well, Jumaane, that's a perfect close. Thank you for your time this morning. Jumaane Williams, public advocate. He's rerunning. Make sure you vote for him. He's always vocal. He's always on the right side of history. And he came on this show to give Kathy Hochul and Mayor Adams this congratulations. They're playing themselves. Thank you, Jumaane.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big really talk, hobby up. Playing yourself. Yeah. Playing yourself. Yeah. Playing yourself.
Yeah.
I don't play.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, my eyes. I think, hit me with the button, man. This old age thing is crazy, bro.
Congratulations.
What's happening?
You played yourself.
I can't see right now. Like, I just wake up in the morning sometimes, and it's like my eyes. I can't get clear vision. Is it real? Hit me with another button, because I didn't believe that. Like, you know when your lady get pregnant?
You played yourself.
And they say, like, oh, things, pregnancy things that your lady going through affects the dude.
The symptoms.
I think I have them. Because she don't, she has, like, you know, like, her wrists have been sore, like carpal tunnel. Mm. But you know how, like, Laura, your vision was acting up?
Yep.
I think I got the vision pregnancy acting up thing.
I never heard of this. That happens?
Yeah. Women go through a lot, bro. They
I know the women go through.
I got the hair loss thing, too. Pregnancy. You know how pregnant women lose hair? I lost all my hair before the baby even got here.
It's crazy.
Laura, what you got up today?
So we brought this up earlier in the show, but it's just too, it's just, I don't want to say it's too good because it's horrible, but we need to talk about this now.
Yeah.
You know, there's a big conversation, right? Because Universal Music Group is pulling their whole catalog from TikTok, and it's a lot of big artists. So that's been trending and people have been talking about that. But another big thing when it comes to social media that's been all over the headlines is that TikTok, Discord, Facebook. Am I missing anyone?
No, I think that was it. It was TikTok, Discord, right? Facebook. Because hit the button. They didn't even have Elon Musk up there, bro.
You played yourself.
Doesn't he own a social media platform?
Yes.
That's their boy.
So, you know, this was a sensitive subject because, you know, all these CEOs and owners were had to be, you know, were on Capitol Hill on Wednesday, and they were being grilled because the parents of the parents of kids that have been, you know, victims of alleged attacks and of, you know, they've been sexually exploited online and serious things that are horrible, right? But these people are blaming the actual companies for lack of protections, right? And we saw Mark Zuckerberg getting grilled by Senator Josh Hawley, you know, and at one point he turns and apologizes to the parents. So it's a lot. But one of the things that was moving around the internet yesterday was this one where U.S. Senator Tom Cotton repeatedly is asking TikTok's Singaporean chief, Zhu Sing Chu, about his ties with China. Now listen to this.
Yeah. You said today, as you often say, that you live in Singapore. Of what nation are you a citizen?
Singapore.
Are you a citizen of any other nation?
No, Senator.
Have you ever applied for Chinese citizenship?
Senator, I serve my nation in Singapore. I did not.
Do you have a Singaporean passport?
Yes, and I served my military for two and a half years in Singapore.
Do you have any other passports from any other nations?
No, Senator.
Your wife is an American citizen. Your children are American citizens.
That's correct.
Have you ever applied for American citizenship?
No, not yet.
Okay. Have you ever been a member of the Chinese Communist Party?
Senator, I'm Singaporean. No.
Have you ever been associated or affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party?
No, Senator. Again, okay. I'm Singaporean.
Let me ask you some hopefully simple questions.
Yo, he's got no idea what's going on.
Bro.
Congratulations.
He keeps going, Rosenberg.
Yo, man. So, the guy, yo.
Like, I told you I'm Singaporean.
I'm from Singapore. It was almost as if dude didn't even know that Singapore was a country.
Yes. That's what I was like, does he know? Like, it's so ridiculous.
I served in Singapore.
Congratulations.
I'm from Singapore.
But still, it's still Singapore. He's like, yeah, but Singapore, China, right?
Nah. Well, and so here's my other thing. Here's the other piece of the button. So y'all bringing these tech guys up there. Okay, fine, cool. You want to, you know, have them apologize to people and whatever. Okay. Now do the gun manufacturers.
Hey, that's going too far, Ebro.
Whoa.
That's going too far.
Now do the gun manufacturers because y'all not doing that. And so hit the button on everybody wanna yeah, okay, social media is terrible in some ways, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But guess what we really got a problem with in this country? Gun proliferation, illegal guns on the streets, and yeah. So now do the gun manufacturers that have to hold no responsibility for when guns come up stolen, missing, anything.
I'm going to say something that might not be popular.
Oh, I like it.
I like it already.
I'm just... Okay, so I do believe, right, that social media platforms should have some kind of restrictions for minors, right?
Yeah.
I do believe that. But at what point are the parents going to be accountable for what they allow their children to consume?
Laura, hit him. Hit him.
At what point? Because I know, I've seen it online, and even parents are on that. I'm like, what? You just give your kid your phone so they could just be on TikTok loose? Like, I don't understand that. At what point are you stepping in and saying, like, nah, fam, you can't have a TikTok account.
And parenting.
You can't have an Instagram account.
And parenting. You're saying, when are parents going to parent? It's hard. Well, listen, as a parent of a nine-year-old, yeah, you got to go on it. Listen, it gets harder and harder as they get 11, 12, 15, all that. It gets even harder. Yep. That window between 9 and 18, oof, treacherous. It's rough out here, but you have to establish these things early in the house. And you got to stay on them, man. It is a war zone.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Laura.
It's fair.
So, Laura's preaching. I'm not placing all the blame on the parents, but I do feel as a parent, you have to parent. You have to step in, and at least it's your job to educate yourself on what's happening, what kids are into, what they're doing, so you have an idea at least about what's happening in your home.
Wow. What a turn of events.
I don't know.
I'm not shocked to hear this.
Yeah, I'm not shocked either. I never thought we'd get to a point on this program where Laura Stiles is chastising parents, though.
Chastising parents. Come on.
Rosenberg, I like it.
I do understand the basic problem people have with that TikTok in China has like these provisions that it doesn't have here.
That's right.
Yeah.
In other words, TikTok's like, we want to make sure the Chinese children don't get too messed up. Save the really messed up stuff for America. I get why that's a problem. But, Laura, you're also right. I mean, if you spent your entire child's life just handing them a phone to soothe them so you don't have to deal with it, you may get this button here when they come back with a serious social media issue.
Congratulations. Well, you played yourself.
And I got a button for everybody. Listen, we all love to brag about the freedoms of this nation. Corporate freedoms, personal freedoms. TikTok is a corporation. They get freedoms here as a corporation that they don't get in China. So this freedom thing, it can work in positive ways, but it can also work in ways that end you with this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
America. Which means just like with books that get banned, and black parents have to step in and make sure that our children have certain books that y'all won't put in certain libraries. To make sure that, I don't know if you guys have looked through the list of books that are banned in states like Florida and Texas. A lot of them are, you know, affirmation books for young black children.
Simple black history, bro. It's just simple black history.
And y'all want to ban those, and so guess what black parents have to do? We got to make sure we supplement those books in our homes.
That's right.
And those conversations in our homes, because our public school don't do it. So guess what y'all got to do with this TikTok? It's all part of freedom.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We can wrap this up, bro, before it gets ugly.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Yes, you are. I don't play. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
By the way, real quick. You know, I've been saying that I believe there's more than to the Andre 3000 situation than just flutes.
Did you go to the flute show last night?
I did.
Nice.
I went to the flute party last night. It was like going out to meditate.
Were you able to stay awake? Did you have to take a shot of espresso?
I took a shot of something, all right.
Nice.
No, it was easy to stay awake because it's a tiny room and you're like, you know, when you're that close to a legend and his energy is so fun and when he talks between songs, like, you're constantly amused and just hearing his Andre-ness. So it was entertaining.
Yeah, I love the Blue. Shout to the Blue Note. Great shows I've seen in there.
It's very cool. And he's doing this show across the country. It's very cool to see him in that setting, but... To me, what I noticed more than anything was the way end of the show.
Okay.
He said, let's close this show out by saying, shout out to Big Boy.
I like it.
Everyone cheered. And then he said, all right, I'm going to see y'all soon. Stay tuned.
We like
to
that.
To me, now that's all I needed.
That's confirmation that we're going to get an Outkast reunion.
Getting something. This is either leading to an Outkast album, an Outkast tour, an Andre album with an Outkast tour. Something else is happening. I mean, this is fun and it's amazing. Considering how many artists we see just struggling to stay relevant and get clicks by being involved in stuff that's either controversial, offensive, lame, nasty. Having an artist who's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to challenge my audience to go on some weird ambient music quest. Let's see if they're down to do that. Like, I just respect the hell out of it. I think he might be trolling all of us. I don't know, but I respect it.
Well, we're down for the troll, and we're going to, and we, listen, I'm here. I'm a supporter of the 3,000 flutes.
We love the flutes. We play them every day during the Guru.
Facts. Are we the only radio show in the nation playing Andre 3000 flutes prime time every day?
Probably.
Maybe a jazz station out there is playing it or something.
Maybe. And by the way, that's a big maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. T-Bro in the morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg call right now. We're going to be getting to DJ John soon. Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Muzak on a Thursday. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Earlier this morning, I was asking Shawnee Culture what he had planned for the show today.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear that audio, Shawnee, of us talking about this. This was good. This was good stuff.
Let's see.
Shawnee, what you got planned for later on today on the show?
What you mean? I have planned for later on?
Yeah.
On this show?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know yet. I was reviewing these questions at the moment.
God, you get ready for Lord Never Loses. Cool.
I was.
Juanito, isolate this audio right here for me of Shawnee not knowing what he's going to do later on the show so I can play it in congratulations. You played yourself.
What you mean?
What do you mean?
I need this later.
Because today's the first day of Black History Month, and we can never get a Shawnee Culture black fact going for the last, like, 4 years.
No.
We'll get like four, and then Shawnee just he won't even do it no more.
It's February.
He said it's February.
With a question mark.
Yo.
Listen, I'm always ready. You know what I'm saying?
I was just
messing with you.
Yeah.
Like, come on, fam. I am a black fact. You dig what I'm saying?
I mean, I hear you, but you didn't know it was Black History Month. So when I asked, hit yourself with the button.
Of course I did.
Yo, hit yourself with the button.
Congratulations. You played.
Let's go. Bring in DJ John. We need this theme music.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John. The DJ John. What's happening, fam? DJ John.
Happy Thursday, everyone. I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
Feeling great. We're getting ready for Freedom Friday tomorrow, DJ John. You know, people get the phone lines and call up and talk about whatever they talk about. If you, John, were on the phones for Freedom Friday, what would be the question or what would you need to say today or tomorrow for Freedom Friday?
Well, I will hope everyone give me well blessings of birthdays. Celebratory vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Blessings of birthdays. Celebratory vibes.
Well, wish me a happy birthday. How about that?
I've never even heard those words put together.
No, I know. I was trying to figure
never heard this before.
Something weird and something quirky.
Well, blessings of birthdays.
When's your birthday? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we knew that, Cash One.
Yeah, happy pre-birthday, John. I knew that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
John, what are you doing for your birthday, man?
I don't know.
Where am so I for freedom to the club.
So for Freedom Friday, people can call in and just say happy birthday, DJ John. Wait, that's what you want?
Sure, why not? Right. Cash, you had a club tomorrow?
No, Saturday. Let's do Saturday. Come on, man. Pull up. Ooh. Show up.
What club you at Saturday, Cat?
I might pull up.
Acapulco in Queens. Pull up, man.
Acapulco going down.
I might need a plus one, plus
we'll
two.
Play a DJ John song. You know what I'm saying? Why people try to stump you and you give them a prize there?
Whoa! Wait, hold on. I'm going down at Acapulco Saturday in Queens.
I love it. John's pockets. He'll give you something for you in the club, man.
Big vibes. Big birthday vibes with DJ John at Club Acapulco Saturday night. Who we got online? We got Felix.
Felix
ready to stump DJ John. John, if he asks you the question that you can't answer and stumps you, what does he win?
Justin Timberlake tickets to the Forget Tomorrow World Tour happening June 25th at MSG. Tickets on sale this Friday. And may hop by Live Nation, baby.
JT.
Baby.
All right, here we go. Felix, what is your question for DJ John?
Yo, what's good, Ebro? Question was the first PlayStation released?
Ooh, that's a goodie.
The date of the first PlayStation.
You can give me the year. You don't even got to give me the date.
Oh.
Come on, John.
95. Okay. No, 95 was Live 95. That was Sega Genesis. So I'm going to say 98.
Okay.
Nah, 94, God.
Oh. And I was thinking NBA Live 95. I was like, you know what? I had that. I had Sega.
Yeah, nah.
Damn it.
Oh, man. Yo, Felix, you getting these?
Yo, I'm just happy to talk to you. You heard? I listen to you every morning, man.
We appreciate you, Felix.
Thank you.
Felix, man, if the phone lines was open and you could say whatever you wanted to say and it was Freedom Friday, which is tomorrow, we can, you know, people could call in. What would you say, Felix?
Yo, peace in the world, man. That's all, man. Just peace in the world, brother.
I love that. That's powerful, man. Appreciate you, Felix. That's love right there. Hang on.
I don't see no colors, man. Peace for everybody, you heard?
Wow, man. Yeah, peace to everybody.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you too, Felix. And I just want to let everybody know out there it's okay to see colors. It's the problem is that people hate on different people for being what they are. That's the problem. It ain't the fact. You can see it. It's the hating. It's being an a-hole about it because somebody got a different complexion or a different look. That's the problem. Not seeing it. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Kanye West and Ty Dolla Sign's Vulture's track list is revealed. I'll let you know some of the artists that are going to be a part of this, and we'll discuss this coming up, Flashing Lights.
The most exhausting rollout in rollout history, boy. Now, this has been going on since last year.
I know.
Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. Z-Bro, Laura, and Rosenberg. You can call in right now if you want to get at Freedom Friday early, too. Let us know. Good morning.
When they say she get it from home. Get ready.
Hey, 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 hey. Oh, hey, Tony, don't hang up. Queen B, don't hang up. Getting everybody ready for Freedom Friday. Calls is coming early. If you want to get on it early, be on the air. We are basically on Fridays, we open up the airwaves, whoever got whatever question or say whatever they want to say. Because it's America. It's freedom. Freedom.
America.
America. Let's go. Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles. America.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
So Kanye West and Ty Dolla Sign have been teasing the Vultures project for months. This point has been moved, it's been changed. But now they're saying that the album is going to be out in different volumes. Volume 1 comes out in February 9th. Volume 2, March 8th. Volume 3, April 5th.
Okay,
I want to rename this album.
We don't know.
Sean, you know a drop I want to rename this album to?
I feel like
LLJ Cool J.
That's right.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, the album's called Vultures.
LLJ Cool J. Yeah,
so it was. It was going to drop then. Drop a little now.
Features by Charlie Wilson, Freddie Gibbs, Quavo, Playboi Carti, Chris Brown, Future, James Blake, Lil Durk, Young Thug, Leon Bridges, Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi.
Right. He's using a Cudi verse?
But him and Cudi are good again. Remember, they apologized.
No, that wasn't Cudi and Kanye.
Yeah, Cudi and Kanye ironed it out, bro. At a party or something, I thought. Cudi and Lupe, too. But Cudi and Kanye, I thought, ironed it out.
I could have sworn I saw a clip floating around Rosenberg where he said that.
I didn't see that.
Cudi Rosenberg claims that Kanye called him and genuinely apologized. So he was like,
"Go ahead, Cash One, go ahead."
Rosenberg, he said it on your podcast, bro.
What did he say?
He said that him and Kanye are good. They spoke about it. Am I mistaken?
I think I thought he was joking, honestly.
Ah, he was serious.
Ah. Hello. Anyway, regardless of all of that, none of all of this chaoticness means that it's going to be complete trash on the album, Rosenberg. It might be some heat on there.
Oh, yeah. No, there's always a possibility that there's going to be heat on there. My question now is just which volume is it coming out on, you know?
Yeah,
they got to break it up into volumes. Volume one, songs that have been cleared. Volume two, songs that are kind of getting cleared. Song three, we haven't even made a phone call yet. And song four, I doubt these are getting cleared.
Yeah. Listen, we'll see how it works out.
We'll see.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to be doing. I'm not going to be tracking the rollout. How about that?
What about start holding your breath now?
None of that's happening. I'm not tracking the rollout. I'm not doing none of that. But thank you, Laura, for the update.
We won't
be waiting patiently. That's what we won't be doing.
Time is 8 a.m., high of 46 degrees. Rain starts late tonight, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Laura just did the story, Griff. So we could laugh, by the way.
Griff. Griff said, it sounds like a whoop-titty-poop-scoop.
Yeah, album well one, whoop-titty-scoop-poop.
Well said, well said.
UHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ain't gang if you let shit fly. Ain't bad if you got a dick by. Big guns and a lot of zip ties. Says she look like me, quit lying.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
A lot of dating talk. Did you guys see the Drew Barrymore dating talk where she, like, a dude lied about being a football player or something like that? Did you guys see the story?
I literally brought this up on the show.
I feel like you brought it up in a story, right, Laura?
Yes. She was catfished by a guy who claimed to be a quarterback for the Rams.
That's right. Right.
And she just bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In her mind is like, why would you lie? And then when they continue to talk, she's like, yeah, by the way, I'm an aspiring musician. I'm not a football player.
We have the gurus up here, but we also have Curved, right? People go on dates and they don't hear from people again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I continue to hear how rough it is to date. Laura, yeah. I think you were saying something the other week about some of your girlfriends.
Yes, because I listen to my friends who are going through it. They've gone on some really terrible dates. And right now, look, some of them are completely against dating apps, but I always tell them, like, yo, this is how everybody kind of meets. And if you don't leave your house, you're not out meeting people, then how are you supposed to, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta do something.
So here's my question. You know, I haven't dated in a long time. You know, dating was always hit and miss, though. That's why it's dating. I think maybe people think because there's apps and these other, you know, it feels like you have more choice. But you know, I'm old school. I'm before the apps. There wasn't more choice. It was hard. It was hard to meet people. It was hard to have a conversation. It feels like it's easier to meet people, but because you meet people easier, the odds of you meeting goofball, crazy idiots are higher.
Yeah. And being catfish is such a thing. Like, it happens more and more and more. I mean, listen, Shawnee, you're the only one in these dating streets right now.
Oh, Shawnee, you dating?
I'm outside. No, I'm just outside.
He's just outside.
The answer is yes, he's dating.
Yes.
Why can't you say you're dating? I'm confused.
I don't even know what dating means.
Going on dates with people.
The different people. Like,
I'm from the hood. What does that mean?
You're from the hood. What does dating mean?
Dating.
No, don't do that.
I learned dating as an adult. Like, what was that? I'm talking to somebody.
Here's dating. Dating means you and another person.
Go ahead.
Scheduled a meeting.
Okay.
For social and
companion, and for companionship.
Okay.
And it was scheduled on a specific date.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's dating.
I'm dating, I guess. Yeah, I have dates. We say, look, this is going on. You want to meet there? Let's go.
Sound like a date to me.
Sound like a date. All right.
But y'all made a date. Y'all, did you guys have a scheduled time to meet there?
Absolutely.
Have you done it?
Consistently?
Have you done it more than once with more than one person?
Yes.
I'm in a dating world.
So to your point, yes, Laura, I guess I'm dating. But
I hate when people do that stuff, man. Yo, that took mad long. I don't even know what dating
is. I know.
I guess I'm dating.
I'm sorry, terminologies. Semantics. But what I do hear a lot from women nowadays, too, is that dudes are just trash out here. And that is slim pickings for them.
But I've always heard. But see, my point is, I've always heard this.
But it seems higher now. It does seem higher now.
Well, because people are meeting more people, so the odds are higher. That's all. Like, you're taking more It's like when you go up to the bat to bat more. There's more strikes. You know what I mean? Like, it's just what it is.
Yeah,
you're getting more pitches.
You bat more, you're striking out more.
I think there's a mentality that's messing with people.
And also, I'm going to keep it real with you. People have all of these, like, lists of things that have to be absolutely perfect.
Where his
hairline or her, she wore the wrong shoes or the this or that. You know, there's so many things beyond just, hey, man, is this a nice person? And is this somebody, you know what I mean? And can I get to know this person? We have so many things that are reasons why we won't deal with or call someone again.
The one thing that I really don't understand, though, is catfishing. Because eventually, I mean, there are the people who are completely crazy and, like, enjoy playing this character, right? And playing with people's emotions. Like, we've heard and read about the extreme times where it's gone insane, right? But if you're catfishing someone to try to, like, lure them in, eventually they're going to see who you really are. So why lead with a lie? I just don't understand that.
Yeah, it's kind of like the only way it works to me is if you plan on fully catfishing them the whole time. You know, like you're never going to meet like the one with the football player. Like you're a crazy person. God. You know you're a crazy person. Mm-hmm. You know you're never going to meet them. You just want companionship.
What was that quarterback's name?
You're
going to
lie and do anything.
Or a linebacker? He was a linebacker for Notre Dame. What was his name?
God.
Well, I can't remember.
Yeah, there was a whole documentary on this cat. Yes. This one went far.
Griff, what is it?
Something he knows.
Like that?
No.
Wait, what'd you say, Cass?
It wasn't Tua. It was something like that, though.
Nah, it was not. Now you're just confusing people from the Pacific Islands, man. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
Oh,
no. It was a Manti Te'o.
Tua,
Te'o, same thing.
Damn, bro.
Yo, Cass, like, no.
I don't think that's what you want to do, Cass.
Yeah, but people catfish because they feel they have insecurities about themselves. You know what I'm saying? So they want to make themselves taller. They want to make sure the picture angles look like this. And they front.
Yeah, but now, I know the issue.
What's the
issue? I know the issue. We're talking about guys being, you know, the slim pickings for ladies and the guys ain't got it. And then the first guy we talked to, Shawnee, he can't even admit that he's dating.
Right.
We're starting off with a lie.
That's not a lie.
I'm not dating. What's dating? I don't know what dating is.
Is it to go out on a date?
800-223-9797. We might as well take calls on this dating, these dating issues. Are you having dating issues out there? I'm going to just leave it broad. Because, you know, look, and the other part is, too, you know, self-awareness is an issue.
That's right.
For all of us, we all have self-awareness issues. But when you're out here dating and meeting people, they're definitely going to pick you apart. Like I was just saying, you know, we have all these rules. Was her lace front on sideways? Was the side of his Timberland boot had a scuff on it? And you don't like people who ain't got their Tims? Like there's so many different things.
Because eventually they're going to see the real you.
That's right.
Like, I had a friend who, like, overly stuffed her bra, and I'm like, girl, eventually
someone's going to see
the real you. You don't want to do that. Like, there's, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with enhancing certain things, but sometimes you go too far, be like, oh, you know, eventually they're going to have to see it, right?
Is enhancing and all of that stuff a form of catfishing?
I think, well, I was going to say that, Shawnee. It depends. Because there's people out here that got... full. They put a whole new face on.
That's right.
Your whole face is completely different.
Or hair.
Those ain't your eyebrows. Dude. Those ain't your eyelashes.
Your lips ain't that full. Why is the lipstick now on top of the lip? Have you seen that? It's beyond the rim of the lip to make it look fuller. Yes. I'm just saying, your lips ain't that full, man.
And like if you're wearing that all the time, eventually we're going to see the hairline. So you can only hide it for so long.
That's right. It's true.
It's crazy out here. It's really rough. I'm glad I'm not dating.
Yeah, it's real.
I'm so glad I'm not dating. But people Shawnee's are not really going through it. Well, listen, Shawnee's not either.
I'm outside.
Shawnee's just going out to dinner at different times with different women.
It's scheduled.
Shawnee, why did you have a problem say you was dating? Are you uncomfortable with that?
I don't know. I felt like I needed some clarity. Dating just feels like you're outside with several women and
you
I'm always...
That's true.
You're saying now what you are. Right.
I mean, it's not several women. I mean, but if you're talking about scheduled times to meet up with a woman and we date, we enjoy time together.
Is it more than two? Have you scheduled an appointment to meet in a social gathering on more than three occasions?
Then it's dating, yeah, for sure.
Well, that's several, sir.
And even if it's just
it's not
one
a couple.
Person that you're seeing right now, you're just dating. You know what I mean? That's still dating.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Listen, I really did need the definition. I'm not even fronting. I used to be like, well, me and this person is talking.
I don't even want to do this segment anymore.
Yo, here's how I always define dating, Ebro. It was you either have gone out on two dates in recent time, or you could have gone up to 20 dates with one person, but you don't have a girlfriend or boyfriend. You don't have a partner. You're just outside meeting people. And
that's
dating.
Out.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go to line two. Dez is on the line. She's having problems dating. Hey, Dez.
Do you know what dating is, Dez?
They hung up. This is not Dez.
She hung up on.
Oh, never mind. And we don't want it because it dropped. Nobody wants to talk about dating because Shawnee ruined it because he doesn't even know what dating is.
This is somebody on the line. It's not Dez. So you want a shot?
Who is this? Hello?
What's going on? Hey, my name is Walter, man. I just wanted to weigh in on the conversation.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And, I basically feel like, as far as with the dating thing, I think, like, you have a lot of people that have different agendas. So, usually when it starts off, like, for instance, you can have a female. You know, a lot of people is, like, money hungry now. They could just be gold diggers and you don't know their agenda to them. You know, later on down the line when they says you're not going on dates and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what dating's for, so you can get to know somebody. You know, there's girls out here who think the same thing about dudes, right? Where it's just kind of like, nah, he just want me for my body. And girls are like, oh, guys only want sex. Well, yeah, guys do want sex.
That's true.
Guess who else wants sex? Women, just when they're ready to have it. Dudes might just get there sooner. That's all.
And it's just tough.
I can't keep talking to you, man. You sound like a great guy, but the way your car muffler is interrupting this conversation,
like a
motorcycle, I can't deal with
what's
it.
Happening.
Let's go to line one. Courtney's on the line. Courtney, we're talking dating. Shawnee doesn't know he's actually dating.
He's dating for sure.
Okay.
He's definitely dating.
Thank you. Now I know.
He's definitely dating. But I finally got a boyfriend after like 2 years of dating. Dating, which is very expensive. And there's some hit and misses. I went on a couple of bad dates. I went very, very good ones as well, but sometimes the guy wasn't, you know, just the right match. But overall, it's
so hard. So, Courtney, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 31.
And you said it took you 2 years to find your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And was there an expectation that it would happen faster? I'm confused. Why?
No, it wasn't an expectation that would happen faster. I think, I just think like I had to take my time to really find out like if this.
But
is
see, that's the key, guys. That's the key. The key is going to take time. Thank you for your call, Courtney. And you know. Thank you so much. It's going to take time. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of different hang-ups that we all have, personalities.
Hey.
You know, if you like you know, and I know a lot of women are like this, men probably too, where it's like, I've been on this app for 2 months and I haven't found anyone.
Yeah, what's the
worst? Was there an expectation it was going to take a week? I don't know. Because I never did dating apps before. So I don't know. But I know in real life, without an app, you know how long it takes to meet someone?
Yeah, it takes time to really adjust to a personality. It takes mad long.
Well, not only that, but yo, bro, you go to a bar, you go to a social gathering.
Right.
Hopefully you meet someone. You don't know, you know what I'm saying? You go over to a friend's house for a cookout or something like that. You might meet somebody there.
Casual.
You don't know if that's going to turn into nothing.
Right.
You have no idea. Oh, let's go to a single mom on line 3. She's dating Crystal.
Yeah.
She's probably trying to holler at Shawnee. That's what's going to start happening. You know that, Shawnee, right? That's why Shawnee didn't want to say he was dating.
Shawnee,
oh, shit. Her line dropped, too. This whole thing's terrible. I'm about to get pissed off. Lines ain't working. Phone lines dropping.
We don't even know what dating is.
We don't know what dating is. This whole thing's falling apart. It sucks. Official. Cash One, take us out of here. 97 minutes. Commercial free. It's terrible.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Everything you do is amazing.
Yo, I'm cackling right now, bro. So, Andre 3000, man, we love you, man. He was at the Blue Note last night, and then he's there tonight doing the flute tour, the 3000 flute tour. And you guys know I'm a big supporter of it, not only because I love Andre 3000, but on some real ish, if you want to meditate and just chillax, those flutes is good for you. It's real good. Rosenberg was in the building last night, and my main question was, have you listened to the flute album enough to know if what you were hearing last night actually matched the album?
And my answer to you is no, but it doesn't matter because he made it up as he was going along. And he also admitted that that's how he made the album.
What? So he didn't play the song that you guys used during the Guru?
So it's all freestyle. It's all the whole thing is improv.
Yes. And he was trying to prepare for the tour. He went back and listened to the album to try to prepare, but all he's doing is hearing it and trying to mimic it because he doesn't read music or know what he's doing.
Yo,
he's just feeling it out.
And he
did a really great intro for all of the guys playing with him, where he basically was like, these guys are all legends and super accomplished in their field. I'm the untalented one. I don't know what I'm doing. No, you're the man. You're great, blah, blah, blah. But, like, really, he was out one day. He tells a story that he was out one day, and he ran into Mike D of the Beastie Boys online while getting a smoothie in L.A. And then a dude comes up to him who now is in his band and is like, yo, you want to come hang later? I have a jazz gig later for Alice Coltrane. He's like, all right, cool. And then they just all became friends and started playing. And he started pulling out his flute and playing. That's it.
Yo, y'all want to hear something crazy? Speaking of Alice Coltrane, which is John Coltrane's wife, right?
Wife or daughter?
Daughter, is it daughter? Well, anyway, it might be her mom. Her mom.
No. Keep going.
Well, no.
Yeah, no. Alice Coltrane was his wife.
Yes.
Okay. And she died in 2007.
Yeah.
Okay.
So her mom, Alice Coltrane, Doja Cat's mom and grandmother used to help Alice Coltrane. And Doja Cat, in a conversation I had with her, told me that she grew up at a music compound with like Alice Coltrane. Doja Cat's grandmother and mom used to make like the stage stuff for Alice Coltrane.
Whoa.
That's where Doja Cat's musicality comes from.
Wow.
Bugged out.
She's led an interesting life, that
Doja Cat. But 3,000 flutes at the Blue Note.
It was a vibe, man. Good time.
And you stayed awake. You didn't go into any sort of trance.
I stayed awake. I'll only say this. If you're having like a day where you're like, yo, I want to get my mind off things and just have a great time, I can't say this is the event for you. Because it's not so much get your mind off things, because you're just sitting in a dark room with quiet music playing, thinking about things. You know what I mean? You're not jamming out. You're just hearing sounds and looking around and going, what is going on here?
Having deep thoughts.
But it was a good time. And I bought some dope merch. You know I went straight for the merch.
For sure. What did they have?
Sweatshirt, t-shirt.
What does it say on it?
It's hard, bro. Sweatshirt is hard. And it's really nice, too. It's like a heavy knit, nice sweatshirt. It's black, and it just has random multicolored notes on it. And then it says Andre 3000, you know, in concert or something like that.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah, but you weren't even there, so you'd be a fraud. You'd be living a fraud. You know what I mean?
My friend went and got me this sweatshirt.
I'll get you one.
It was too expensive for me to buy you another one.
Damn it, man.
Oh, wait. I'm like, I'll get you one. Wait, how much was it?
Yo, give me one tonight, Laura. Lace me up, man. Give me an XL. Let's go flat. Let's go to the guru time. Guru!
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Couture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
All right. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To shine the light.
Bright.
Shani Couture, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
All right, Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
Zen.
I feel like I'm back at the concert.
Andre 3000. Yo, 3000, come on the program, man. We're the only show playing your flutes every day. And by the way, these flutes you're hearing in the back are one of one. He doesn't. Well, if you go to the show, you won't hear this.
Not exactly this.
Not
very
exactly.
Similar, but not this. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your destination for clarity.
That's right. Saving lives.
Saving lives, lives. Here we go. Good morning, gurus.
Good morning.
First, I would like to thank you guys for making my morning very entertaining and cheerful while on my way to work. As a nurse, we deal with a lot throughout the day, so it's nice to hear you guys during my commute.
Yo, that right there is why we do. That keeps us motivated, that type of energy right there.
That's right.
Sending you love.
That's why we do what we do, man.
Blessings.
So I've been with my husband going on 10 years now. Mm-hmm. About 8 years dating, Shani.
Dating? She said dating?
Yep.
Okay.
My husband is a veteran and deals with a lot of mental issues, some of which I do not know and can't figure out. He doesn't like to speak with me about it, which I respect. Lately, we've been having a rough time. We have a year and a half old baby. Since he left his job a few years ago, he fell into a different world. He is connected with people who are not his friend and are doing things which I don't even want to mention over the radio. Put it this way. Everything he is doing is not good. It got to the point where he wasn't coming home at night almost every night.
Damn.
We would get into arguments in which I admit I've said many hurtful things to him.
Okay.
Also, I've even told him that I became accustomed to him not being home. It led to him not coming back home at all. Since our last argument, he hasn't been back home in a month.
Wow.
Not even to see his child.
Whoa.
He told me that he doesn't feel comfortable being at our home anymore ever since I stopped giving him love. He doesn't feel that he needs to come back. I admit, I did stop providing love. Because how can I provide love to someone who isn't showing up at home? I love this guy, but I feel like he doesn't feel the same anymore. I'm basically doing it all by myself as a single mother. I've tried to reach out to him through text and phone calls, but now he ignores me. I strongly believe he is also on drugs, and he admitted to me that he has to ease the pain that I put him through. I don't know what to do anymore. Should I just completely forget him and move on with my life? Or should I just back off and wait for him to return?
Oh, this is sad.
This is not. This is not what you want. This is super sad, and it's not.
But it's also not uncommon. You know, the father of your child is definitely going through something serious, and you guys, whatever verbal back and forth you guys have, you know, pushed him over the edge. He wasn't able to deal with it. But that's, you know, dudes is out here suffering, man. And I'm not making an excuse for him because, you know, he's got to, as a father, come back around. As a partner, he's got to come back around and face this. It's not going away. And you don't really just get the luxury of just forgetting about him and moving on because you have a child together and your child's going to be like, where's my dad?
Exactly. Right.
But I also feel like she has, I just want to make sure that you, that this is not like the whole blame is on you, because like if your partner all of a sudden just starts disappearing, hanging out with the wrong people, not coming home, I understand why you're upset. Of course. But if he doesn't want to get professional help, or he doesn't even want to attempt to get any kind of counseling or anything, then there's nothing you can do. And you got to choose how you want to live your life and how you're going to raise your child if he's not showing up.
Yeah, they're going to need some time. The thing is, like, what a lot of people don't let you know is that after you guys have a child, you're in a whole new relationship. Both of you are different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Right. She's not who she was prior to that. And men sometimes don't know how to adjust to that. You know, so
And then he's also got his own issues.
Is different. He's got, and then he may have his own issues.
His own mental issues.
Because the problem started, so it seems, as soon as the baby was born. They were together for a full 10 years, dating for 8. Within the 2 years of the marriage, a 1.5-year-old baby was born.
Well, she also,
but she also said he's a vet and deals with mental issues.
Yeah.
She also said when he stopped working. So maybe.
And then said when he stopped working.
So now you got another responsibility. You ain't got no money. The relationship shifted.
So, Shawnee, what it sounds like is, it's she said since he left his job a few years ago, he fell into a different world. So it sounds like she had the baby knowing he'd already been sort of not in a great space. Probably was hoping things would get better.
Right. And if he wasn't able to pull it together financially, and some nasty things were said on both sides, he's running.
Shawnee and I just had a conversation. We're going to air tomorrow at 9 a.m. With Charles Coleman Jr. and Tremaine, who are hosting an MSNBC thing at 9 p.m. this Sunday on MSNBC. It's called Black Men in America, Road to 2024, and a piece of the conversation that we had yesterday was how so many black men out here are suffering in different ways. Mental health issues, you know, outlets, being seen in society, feeling devalued, you know, all these things. And it sounds like this gentleman in this scenario that the woman is writing us about, he was already mentally and emotionally unstable in some ways.
Yeah.
And then the pressure of becoming a father and having to rise to the occasion and to the demands of his partner, the mom, you know, the woman he's with, sent him in the other direction. He wasn't able to, as they say, quote unquote, man up and deal with what was in front of him.
And if she said that, which may be true.
Right, because she said hurtful things.
Yo, you need to man up and figure this out. Not everybody is mentally, you know, able to hear those words. Yeah,
right.
And capable of doing it. I think that this is a game of patience, of course, because the child is young. I think when he does pop up, because he will, you have to be maybe a little inviting for a real conversation. Because y'all put in 10 years, so I don't see him disappearing from your life completely.
I mean, listen, she definitely said that she's tried to text him. He's just now gone. So the only thing that I can say is she can reach out and be like, hey, listen, we have a child. I really want you to be a part of our child's life. It's like, I'm here when you're ready to have a conversation and maybe we can work together towards a healthy co-parenting relationship at least, because we still very much love you and we want you to be a part of your child's life. But in the meantime, she also has to protect herself and her child and do what's best for her child.
That's real. And she never mentioned professional help. They probably need, I mean, he's dealing with real issues that she already said he was dealing with, and now he's just upping and disappearing for a month at a time. sounds like they also could really use a professional to be involved.
Oh, for sure. She sounds like got to get him around.
She's aware that bro is dabbling in drugs too. Yo, you got a and by perfect storm, I mean a terrible storm. I mean a veteran who's dealing with mental health issues, a new dad who's never dealt with this kind of pressure, and now
Lost his job, and now he's out
job,
the street.
And now he's doing drugs, and he's on the street, disappearing for long periods of time, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
File this under not what you want.
If you love him, you know, be patient, and I think he.
But also with that love, patience, welcoming, but boundaries.
For sure.
Exactly. Because sure. I said, like, at the end of the day, that baby comes first. So hopefully, you know, our conversation is will guide you in your decision. But we're sending you a lot of love, so say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. Oh, that was a tough one. No weakness.
Nah, that sucks. Yeah. I hate those, man. Yo, Cast 197 minutes commercial free, and next, Laura Stiles with the flashing lights. What's happening?
You know, this Michael Jackson biopic is on the way, and a lot of great actors were announced that are going to be a part of it, but there was some mixed feelings. So I'm curious to see what you guys think. I'll tell you who it is coming up, flashing lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
First day of Black History Month. It's time for Shiny Culture with the Black Fact.
But we ain't got enough time.
Yo, hit the drums, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You saying we ain't got enough time?
You don't have enough time for the Black Fact?
I mean, all right, listen. I got something for you.
All right, give me one.
I was just getting the time. All right,
here
all right, go. y'all know this song? I'm gonna put y'all on the song.
All right.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
That is Elvis.
That's Elvis Presley.
But it ain't.
Talk that talk. All right, so 1926, December 11th, born in Arrington, Alabama, you had Willie Mae Thornton, known as Big Mama Thornton.
There you go.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? She is the one who actually initially wrote this song, Hound Dog, in 1952, released it in 1953, which this is her version.
Wow.
It stayed 7 weeks at number one on the Billboard R&B chart in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Elvis made the song in 1956. He was recorded on RCA Records. His version got into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 88, not her version. So just want to salute this sister, Big Mama Thornton.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? A legend.
And what was the chart she was big on?
She was on the Billboard R&B chart.
R&B chart. You know what that means. Weeks. That must have been the Black chart.
That was the Black chart. So big up to, you know, Willie Mae Thornton.
Black Fact.
And that's a Black Fact.
Shiny. Yeah, Shiny coming through.
You doubted him.
Okay.
Hers sound better.
Happy Black History Month, everybody. Let's see if Shiny remembers his Black Fact for tomorrow.
I got you, man. Like I said, I am a Black Fact.
Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.